right, happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. We got a number of corporate updates on the docket today, and we're going to start things off with one from Collective Mining and Chairman Ari Sussman. They do trade on the TSX with CNL and on the OTCQX with CNLMF. It's been a little bit since we've got drill results in from the Guayabales project, and we'll talk a little bit about why that is, and there's a good reason, I guarantee you. But Ari, welcome back into the podcast. How you been?
I've been awesome, Trevor. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. You've been on the road a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm finally back home. I plan to be here for a whopping 2 weeks, but yeah, I've been gone kind of since mid-February until earlier this week.
I'm sure was your wife happy to have you back, or like, can't wait to see you leave again?
Well, you know what? It was such a long series of travels that I actually brought her for business on a couple of the trips just so.
Oh, good for you.
But so I've been okay.
Good for you. All right. All right. Padded it up a little bit. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some of this. You published about a week or two ago, some metallurgical flotation test work for the Guayabales project. And I'm a little naive because you were publishing concentrate grades here for the copper, silver, and gold. The highlight really was 30.5% copper, 1,280 grams per ton silver, 28.7 grams per ton gold, what you said, low levels of deleterious elements within that concentrate. We don't report concentrate information quite a lot, and so I am just like pretty blank on this, Ari. Hopefully you can spend a little time educating me, because if I'm naive on this, I'm sure a lot of people listening may also like to hear a little bit of education on this.
Sure. So Apollo, as you know, and your viewers know, is a gold, silver, copper, tungsten system. Okay, when we discovered it, the first thing that went off in my mind was a potential concern on metallurgy. When you have a polymetallic system, that is always what one should worry about. So we started met work early. Okay, mm-hmm. And the copper zone really is only from just below the oxide, so just below surface, down to about 400 to 500 meters below surface, then it's gone. Okay, and you have only a precious metal zone. So we quickly realized that to produce here, you're going to have what's called a split circuit, two processing routes. Okay, one is going to be when you have copper below cutoff grade. In the press release, we alluded roughly to 0.15%, but what that number will be dependent on the copper price at the time there's production. You know, and anything below that, you will go to a conventional gravity CIL circuit and produce the gold, silver, doré, which I know you're familiar with. Mm-hmm. And when you're above that, you don't want to lose the copper. You don't make copper and doré. In fact, it preg robs the cyanide, when you're trying to make doré, so you can't have a lot of copper. So you go make a flotation concentrate. In the fall of 2023, late 2023, we announced the results from the test work on the circuit that would be copper poor. So where we'd make the gold doré, the precious metal doré. And we announced spectacular results, you know, from seven composite tests. We had 93.5% gold recoveries, a little bit lower, about 60% silver, which is pretty normal. But of those seven tests, three of them had too much copper. They wouldn't be amenable. They wouldn't go the cyanide route. They would go for a flotation. If you excluded those, the recovery rates for gold was actually almost 97%. So pretty amazing. Mm. So check the first box. There's no issue here recovering gold. Okay, that's the important point. The second phase of the work was on let's make a concentrate, because especially the early years of this project, when you're mining the shallow stuff, you're going to make a copper concentrate. And that is what we announced last week. Okay, we had really remarkable results. Okay, so from representative composite material, we made two concentrates, okay, from the same material. One, as you mentioned, averaged just over 30% copper. The good silver grades, you know, mid-80s silver and just under 80% recoveries for gold. The second concentrate was 25-ish percent copper and similar recoveries for silver and gold. Good news. we recover copper very easily by conventional flotation. There is no concern here. The real excitement from this in Apollo is, for whatever reason, silver minerals have impregnated the chalcopyrite mineral. Our copper, almost all of it comes from chalcopyrite. Okay, so as you float copper, you float silver. And so these concentrate grades for silver of north of 1,000 grams is remarkable. Gold also, you know, at that high 20 to low 30 grams per ton range is amazing too. So this is going to be a very high value concentrate. It will be well sought after by smelters virtually everywhere. You know, as you can imagine, everyone likes precious metals in their concentrate. You don't see these kind of grades very often. And so we've checked both boxes. We really, other than some minor tinkering work, we don't have much else to do for Apollo on the metallurgical side until we're ready to do feasibility work, which at which point we'll take a bulk sample, a much giant, larger sample from underground, and run that through. But I would not expect any negative surprises. These are exceptional results, and we are in great shape.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's different kind of areas of mineralization here. We could go back and talk about, you know, the brecciated porphyry and you know, the other two that escaped my mind right now. But I'm just curious, like, are these results indicative of all of those different zones within Apollo?
Yeah. So the one argument that someone could have made when we announced originally in the fall of 2023 the results for gold recovery is we really didn't test very low grade material. We tested what we believe at the time and still believe is roughly average grade, you know, for the system, but we didn't test enough low grade. So in this release that we put out last week, which 2 weeks ago, which had the not just the flotation work, we also announced gold recoveries for very low grade gold samples. Right, ones that would probably fall slightly above cutoff grade, like in the point, I believe it was 0.35 grams, and we achieved 91% recoveries on average on ultra low grade gold. So we can recover the gold at all ranges. You know, obviously, mm-hmm. as grade gets higher, you get higher recoveries. But, you know, I think we're in really good shape there, and it's very representative of what will be mined here ultimately.
Okay. This is all coming from Apollo. And obviously, there are a number of other porphyry targets and developments within the entire Guadalupales project. You know, when do you start maybe testing some of those other porphyry targets with using the same methods that obviously have been so successful with Apollo?
So very soon. I mean, that is actually the next phase of our met work. So, you know, in the second half of this year, we will see cyanidation results for gold, silver, for some of the other targets. To date, the other targets don't have copper. Okay, so we are anticipating, we have to do the work, that we'll just be looking at Doré from the information mm-hmm. we have to date. So we'll just do cyanidation work on those targets. Look, I think it's pretty safe to assume that the southern targets, you know, the material, like whether you talk about Olympus or we're drilling Box now, assuming we find something there, Plutus, that stuff would be very metallurgically similar to the gold recoveries at Apollo, because it's really the same vein systems overprinting the porphyries. Trap, I don't know. I mean, Trap, I'm optimistic it's going to be great, but that is clearly a different trend. So let's do the work there and see what comes. There's no indication we'll have a problem there. It's just, you know, we're not close. We're 3.5 kilometers away on a different porphyry trend than we are on the rest of the targets. Let's see what comes from that.
Yeah. Speaking of targets and drilling, as I mentioned, entering into this conversation, Ari, I think this is about the longest we've gone without having drill results out of the Guayabales project. I mean, it was almost like every 2 or 3 weeks we had new assay results to publish from there in Colombia. I guess what's the holdup here? What's going on? It's been, I don't know, about a month and a half or so since we've had latest drill results.
All our shareholders were feeling the fallout from allowing the drillers to take a just over 5 week break over Christmas. So this is the missing information suite. The good news is we expect to have the lab, according to the lab, we will have the results for Trap, the next set of results in the last week of April. So coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. And we will be back on that 2 to 4 week consistent schedule for the rest of the year. lesson learned. Let's not give the drillers a break at Christmas 2024. It's 2025. We'll keep them drilling other than 1 or 2 days.
You know, I think the last time you and I chatted, you did talk about some kind of on the ground surface exploration for target generation between that cluster of porphyries from basically Olympus over to that trap target. I mean, there's a big gap in there. Have people, you know, geologists been on the ground and scuffling through the earth there and seeing what they can find?
Yeah. So we have a small crew that's done the pre-prep work and they are collecting some soil samples. The larger crew of our team will be in there, I'm guessing roughly 1 month out from now. We have, the large crew has been really focused on box. Okay. And that, at least from surface, okay, so the caveat that the first drill hole is underway right now, we don't know, but at least from surface, has the highest precious metal grades over a very wide area that we've seen on the whole property today. Okay, so, and we keep finding more of it, so I don't want to remove them yet, but yes, that big gap, you know, between, you know, Olympus and Trap, that is going to get at least partially filled in, if not all the way filled in this year. I don't have a crystal ball to know what we might find, but, you know, given the metal endowment at Trap and obviously in the southern targets, I would suspect we'll generate something interesting out of there and hopefully more than one target for drilling in next year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ari, we're going to wait those drill results from Trap because it sounds like if they come in maybe next week, you and I should be able to chat and, you know, around that same time, if not in May. That's going to be a huge development if they do come in, if there's positive results in there from Trap, because that's a massive expansion of the entire Guayabales project. That's a, I mean, as far as step outs, I mean, that's a huge step out, right? Yeah, so I mean, we'll see how it goes.
It's 3.5 kilometers away from Apollo. So let's see what comes from that. You know, I will, your viewers or listeners, I will say, you know, the whole 7A, you know, which is, we use technology to try and best determine the orientation of the system, right, from a few drill holes, because we were really blind when we discovered it. And hole 7A seems to have drilled across the system at a good angle. And we see the most vein density of all the drill holes to date. I don't know if that means the grade's going to be better or not. Obviously, we'll find out like everyone else when we get the results. But, you know, based on vein density, I'm hoping we'll see a long intercept, you know, at north of 1 gram per ton gold equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Ari, thanks so much for your time. Good to see you again.
You too, Trevor. Take care. Have a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody. That's your update from Collective Mining. Again, they trade on the TSX with CNL and on the OTCQX with CNLMF. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.